older dad.
Yeah, I guess all little kids.
Yeah.
It's like somebody who always leaves his money lying around on the table and leaves his keys here.
Careless.
Yeah. And it's like a man who's always very sure of himself. You can argue with him all day and he won't change his mind. You can just argue until you're blue in the face. He won't change his mind. What do you call that kind of person?
Stubborn, I guess.
You ever hear him call him anything like mule-headed or bull?
Yeah, bull-headed, mule-headed, stubborn.
You might say, well, there's really nothing wrong with so-and-so. He just acts a little...
off.
Wrong. Anything else that you might hear people say there?
Act a little crazy or something.
How about somebody actually off like that? Would you hear people say he acts just a little queer or anything?
Yeah.
That word, is that a pretty bad thing to...
Yeah, queer, you know, they attach that now to the gay proposition.
Is that something that's only happened fairly recently?
Queer has been in the book for a long time, but this gay thing, that's just come up, I think, now.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You know, you say,
he's mighty... fiery or something of that sort.
You might say, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
me. Get upset by it.
Say somebody's about to lose his temper, you might say. Just
calm yourself there now.
Say you've been out working all day, working out outside. You're working real hard, very hard. You come inside, you might say, well, I'm just...
Give out.
Any other expressions you hear people say to give out?
Poop, something like that. Yeah.
Would you ever use anything like wear out? I'm just...
just worn out. Yeah.
You hear a child here. The nurse sends him home from school. You know, you'd say, well, the nurse sent him home because he...
well, he wasn't feeling well.
Somebody might say, you better not sit in that draft or you're liable to
catch a cold.
You get a cold and it affects your voice, you would say, it made me.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't talk like that, you'd say it made your voice. It made me.
Throat hurt.
Say, you might say it gave you a little
cold.
You might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling just a little
sleepy.
And at 6 o'clock in the morning, you might say, well, it's 6 o'clock tomorrow, I'll do what I'll. Talking about going to sleep now, you might say, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
be waking up.
Say, somebody who can't hear anything at all, you say that person is
deaf.
Say you're outside working and just real hot sun, they like kind of like today, you might come in and take off your wet shirt and say, look how I'm
sweated.
What would your name usually be for, say, a discharging sore that kind of comes to head, maybe on your arm?
Well, you'd say it's a running pus, full of pus.
And what would you call a sore itself? You call that a
sore.
Is that kind of like a rising or a boil?
Well, it'd be kind of like it. A rising or a boil would be a little different from a regular sore.
Yes. And you're talking about, say you rub a blister or something on your hand or your foot. Mm-hmm. What do they usually call the liquid in there?
I really don't know that one, I don't believe. I know we take a pin, run in there, and let it out.
Let the water out?
Water, I guess. Before that.
You might have said, bee stung me in my hand.